already. Cause we're so hopelessly blind.
You also have another amazing video on YouTube for your single, Hopefully, which is also on the new record. Tell me about that song and video.
Yeah, that one Beth and I shot ourselves and directed that and edited it. And so we shot that at Bethany's parents' lake. She grew up there, going there every summer. And it was just, it was just a good location for our idea. It was stressful too, because most of it's underwater and well, not underwater, we're in there and we're sort of managing this camera, just the two of us kind of switching back and forth, and it's got the lights lit up. And of course, in the middle of the night, all the bugs are swarming towards the light, and we're, you can't see it in the video because it's pretty dark, but they're all over our faces. And we're just trying not to swat our faces while singing these songs. Singing the lines, but it was, yeah, it really came together nicely. And yeah, the song we wrote, I don't know, about a year ago, hopefully. And again, it was one of the first songs we wrote for the album. And yeah, it just sort of, I think tonally sets a good direction for kind of the album, just musically. Lyrically, it's kind of its own thing, but musically that's definitely a direction that you'll hear on the album.
You've already accomplished so much together as a band, including winning $75,000 in the Peak Performance Project, several of your singles being licensed for commercials, including for Disney and Purina and the government of Alberta. You performed through the World Cup of Hockey in Toronto, and your debut album reached over 1 million spins on Spotify and won the Canadian Songwriting Competition Grand Prize, as well as the John Lennon Songwriting Competition Grand Prize. That's a lot of stuff. I could hardly even say all that. So with all that already under your belt, where are you looking next? What's your next big goal?
For us, it's really this tour. Like, we've been writing these songs for so long and working on it that we're just so excited to artistically release something and to, you know, take these songs that are 3.5-4 minutes and just expand them into, you know, 8, 9, 10 minutes and just really, you know, sort of unwrap these songs and sort of see how we can connect with the audience and see what people connect to. 'Cause that's the most exciting thing is writing this deeply personal lyric and then, you know, connecting with fans after the show and realizing that, oh, that thing that I thought was super selective to my own situation is resonating with someone else. That's something that's just really special for us.
Do you have a website where we can keep track of the tour dates for this upcoming tour?
Yeah, everything's at theroyalfoundry.com. All our socials are at the Royal Foundry.
You're going to be going right across the country?
Yeah, we started in BC and we'll be going all the way to Montreal. That's as far as east as we're going. We're working on some East Coast shows, but not on this run.
Perfect. I'd like to take us out with your song, Skin is Thicker. What can you tell me about that one?
Skin is Thicker is, that was our surprise song. During this album, we wrote a lot to really give us like a good balance of the songs that we wanted to include in this collection. And we were really on the fence about Skin is Thicker because it is a kind of different song. But to us, it's a very, I mean, that's Jared's wheelhouse. He has been playing that piano melody for years. And a lot of the time as songwriters, it really comes down to the right time, right place when it comes to what you're creating. And as we mentioned before, when we kind of start writing a song, we go back into our voice memos, we go back into our journals and see past things that we have written. And from there we go, okay, well, let's work on this a little bit and see where it takes us. And we were really on the fence about Skin is Thicker because it's kind of always been around. And to us, it's a song that has been brought up many times. And it was really just the melody that we loved. And when we came to try to write lyrics for it and to see how it would fit, nothing really stuck until now. We wrote the lyrics very simply. We were really just kind of going through the list of songs of what we wanted to include on this album, and this one popped up again, and I was like, well, just give me this for a little second and I'll just kind of see how it fits to try writing again on this troubled song that we could never quite finish. And it was just such an easy experience for me. A lot of it has to do with stuff that we were going through at the time, just personally, and it just fit really well. And yeah, it was a song that, surprisingly, when we were sharing this album with people that we look up to, in a musical sense and a non-musical sense, just to kind of help us narrow down what the songs on the album would be, that one was always the surprise bell that was like, yes, you need to include this one. And we're really thankful because, you know, it is a really personal song for us and something that we love. And we were really happy to include it and to actually get that affirmation from people that we care about saying that it was a song that needed to be on the album in their opinion. So, yeah.
Well, I love that one too. So I'm really glad that you decided to include it. Bethany and Jared, thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
is tight, but my skin is thicker. Pointed knives, the painful thought it lingers. Jewels of ice, the future passed away. Pay the price, where you no longer stay, but we tarry so long it seems. Can't be that easy when nothing is for free. The further up you go, the harder you return. If you run into the smoke, you're gonna get burned. Syncopated, tell me your name, tell me your name.